Welcome to a special all-access edition of the ProWrestling.net NXT Recap. I'm your host, my name is Zach Zimmerman, and today we're going through two shows, actually, the ones that aired on November 23rd and 30th, with last week being Thanksgiving here in the United States, and just with the show being, 90% recaps from TakeOver and two very skippable matches. I didn't bother covering the show on audio form last week. Figured I could lump it in, an extra 2 minutes onto this week's show, cover that one, and then take care of this week's show. But before I do that, with this being an all-access edition, that means it is available to all of those freeloading ears, which means I have ProWrestling.net membership to promote. Guys, it's awesome, okay? $7.50 a month, or if you take the year option, it's $5.50 for the month. Gets you everything, access to all of our audio content, ad-free access to the website, and ProWrestling.net members forums. Now, I breezed through that. Let me take a little bit to go into each of those things. With the first and simplest thing being, obviously, ad-free access to the website. Obviously, you're familiar and enjoy ProWrestling.net if you're listening to this. You probably enjoy it a little bit more if you didn't have any ads to deal with. Nothing on the side, no pop-ups, no flashers. Granted, I don't visit the free page very much anymore these days, so I don't really know what the ad situation is, but any ads are bad ads in my mind, at least as far as, well, yeah, ads are bad. They're bad. So go with the ad-free access to the site and just get completely unhindered access to everything we do at .net, all of the archives, all the articles we've ever written, all the articles I've ever written, and all the other .net staff, of course. It also gives you where the real moneymaker here is the audio content at ProWrestling.net. Every day you're getting hit with multiple audio shows. Even you guys on the freeloader side are getting the free show every day that Jason Powell puts up. Some days it's Jason, some days it's the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, some days, like today, it's me. But ProWrestling.net members get all of our audio all of the time. That means they get, in addition to the daily free audio updates, they get reviews of every major television show, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, I think we even do Impact for some reason, Ring of Honor, God, what else is there these days? Lucha Underground, we've got, if there's wrestling, we cover it in audio form, and in written form, of course, but then we also have Will and Jake, who get together on the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast. You get to hear that every week if you're a ProWrestling.net member. And, of course, the flagship broadcast, Jason Powell's .net Weekly Audio Show. Every week, a different guest of his choice. Sometimes it's one of us guys from the site. Sometimes it's somebody who's made some waves in the wrestling world, Jim Ross or Dutch Mantel, somebody like that. But it's always just a great discussion and chock full of news and updates on the week that is in wrestling. Jason also does a weekly Q&A show, which is a lot of fun, too. Highly recommend that one, just kind of a personal show that I enjoy on the member side of things. And then, of course, you get access to the members' forums. Twitter's great, but forums are fun, too. So all of that available to you as a ProWrestling.net member. $7.50 a month, like I mentioned. If you take the annual option, it drops down to $5.50. Head over to the main page at the top. You'll see the membership info link. Click that, and it's got everything you need to know. With that out of the way, let's jump into these two shows. Let's just kind of very quickly breeze through the one that aired November the 23rd. The show is taped prior, actually, to them taping TakeOver, to them airing TakeOver in Toronto. So it's kind of funny when you had the commentators talking about, oh, TakeOver was a historic event, but they're there in the building where TakeOver hasn't happened yet, so they had to keep it very, very general and broad, couldn't talk about any actual results. At least the commentators couldn't, obviously. Like I mentioned, 90% of the show was just recap videos and footage from TakeOver. But in the 10% that wasn't, we got one match to open the show. The first match to open the show. Rich Swann versus Kona Reeves, who is formerly Noah Kakoa and also Noah Potes. They were wrestling, just kind of doing their thing. Went to about the 4.5 minute mark when Sanity ran out. And they all put a beating on both of the guys in the ring. Laid out Kona Reeves, then laid out Rich Swann with that wheelbarrow neck breaker that Eric Young does. No Way Jose hit the ring a few minutes too late, if you ask me. Tried to fight off the members of Sanity to no avail. He got a beating and got laid out with that move, too. He challenged Eric Young to a match, and then that ended up being the match that we got on this week's episode, the one that aired on November the 30th. So that was that. Nothing really to say about it. And same goes for the main event, in fact. Nothing really to say about that. They had set up the six-woman tag with Liv Morgan, Aaliyah, and Ember Moon taking on Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, and they managed to find a third member to team with them, Daria Baronado, who does the MMA gimmick. The pretty bad MMA gimmick, if I'm going to be honest. Anyway, yeah, the baby face is winning when the heels walked out on Daria Baronato. You know, she's obviously the odd woman out on that team, and so they abandoned her. She took the Eclipse, the diving stunner from Ember Moon. For the first time on NXT TV, this move did not look good. Not that it didn't look good, because it looked like it damn near killed this poor girl. Daria, I don't know if she was in the wrong position for it or if she just sold it weird, but damn, looked like it almost broke her neck. But anyway, the match went just shy of 6 minutes. Ember Moon got the pin for her team. And yeah, nothing really to note. Other than, again, Daria Baronado's MMA gimmick is just not believable. I think there was one point in this match where, like, she had, what'd she do? She had, like, back control of Liv Morgan, and Liv just turned around and stood up. And, like, you know, anybody who's familiar with MMA, just like that right there takes you out of the moment. But anyway, I'm not really going to go through the match. That was what it was, and that show was what it was. So let's just, let's jump into this week's show, the one that aired on November 30th. Things are still not totally back on track. They're still on the road. I think they taped this show. What are they? I'm not sure exactly. What did they tape this show along with either Raw or SmackDown in Ontario, I believe. But the night that this aired, the night of November 30th, they actually did a Full Sail taping. So beginning next week, things kind of go back to normal, the usual setting, and we'll get all the fallout, the actual fallout from TakeOver, and proceeding on to what's coming next. But as far as this show, the November 30th show, let's jump right in. After the opening video, we came inside the big full-sized arena, which is, odd visual, obviously, for NXT. They were there with the big league stage setup. I think it was the SmackDown stage. And the show kicked off with the women's champion Asuka making her entrance. She got a, you know, I was as soon as they came inside the arena, it was interesting to me. You know, how is this crowd, who's probably largely unfamiliar? Granted, it's Canada, and I think NXT actually airs, or in the past had aired, on regular TV over there. So maybe the product is a little bit more familiar, and so the reactions weren't quite as dull as I was expecting, but there were some people who they recognized, some people who they didn't. But either way, it wasn't like the hot, intimate environment that you kind of get from most NXT crowds. But they did recognize Asuka, or at least a portion of them did. And her opponent, who is a standout independent wrestler, Nicole Matthews, she's worked for Shimmer and Shine for years and years. She was waiting in the ring. And this was kind of just a standard Asuka squash match. She, the thing where she like kind of invites her opponent to hit her, and all she does is let it fire her up and just smiles it off, and then beats the holy hell out of her opponent. And that's what she did here. There's actually one point where she was doing those shoot kicks to the chest with Nicole Matthews on her knees, and she was kicking the poor girl so hard that, like, as she backed off to set up like the one final big kick, Nicole Matthews just like collapsed to the mat, like, selling the kicks, but also I think it was kind of like a "Oh God, please don't kick me anymore" kind of thing. Yeah, that was pretty rough. But anyway, Asuka hit a kick to the head and then put her in the Asuka lock and tapped her out in about 2.5 minutes. And that was that. It's fun, but it's the same Asuka match we've been seeing for like a year now, aside from, the big show matches. After replays, we got Asuka celebrating her win, and the commentators noted that she had been champion for a resounding 243 days and counting. She disrespectfully stood over Matthews, just kind of straddled her, stood tall over, and held the title over her head. And that was that. So they're kind of continuing to tease the just Asuka's arrogance is growing, and they did touch on that a little bit later in the show with an interview that she does. We then went over to the commentators, Tom Phillips and Corey Graves, who transitioned focus to discussion about the new group, Sanity. They threw to a replay of Sanity attacking Rich Swann and Kona Reeves during their match, as I mentioned last week. And then No Way Jose ran out, tried to make the save, and then got laid out himself, blah, blah, blah. They announced that No Way Jose versus Eric Young would be taking place next. We then got a graphic promoting the rematch for the NXT Championship, which will be taking place this Saturday in Osaka, Japan, with champion Samoa Joe defending against Shinsuke Nakamura. We went backstage where Samoa Joe was interviewed about his upcoming title defense. He just said that nobody's in his league, Nakamura's not on his league, and he proved that in Toronto. Ty Dillinger walked up to him, said that he wants to test himself against Joe. He said he's been here forever, and he wants to prove himself. All it takes is that one big win to kind of reestablish himself and prove that he belongs. Joe just said he doesn't want to embarrass Dillinger for the second time in his home country this month. Dillinger said he's not going to give Joe 10 reasons to fight him, he's just going to give him one. And he slapped the hell out of Joe, and he just ran away. Joe just kind of took a minute, like, did that really happen? And then he just screamed at Dillinger, "You're not going to walk out of the building tonight." So, Yeah, at least, I don't know. What was the main event going to be if they didn't do this? But otherwise, I don't know. Whatever. Back in the arena, No Way Jose made his entrance, and the group Sanity was out next. They were escorting Eric Young out for his, what was a singles match. They're just, I can't buy into Sanity. They're too, like, they're doing the thing where they're all, like, unhinged and deranged, but then, like, you get them in the ring, and they're all just, like, trying to look mean and kick the ring ropes and bite things and flail and mosh and thrash around, and it's like, it doesn't look like they're crazy. They just look like a bunch of goofballs. Like, it's not, I don't know. It's just, they need some tweaks. This is not working as is. Like, I don't shame them for, like, trying, but it's not working. They need to make some changes. They need to make some changes really quick, or it's gonna be, it's just, I mean, it's already, like, nothing that I can buy into or is gonna get over, so, yeah, just make changes, please, soon, now. Ty Dillinger, yeah, at this point, Corey Graves announced that Ty Dillinger versus, Samoa Joe have been made official as the main event. But, yeah, we got the second match of the show, which was No Way Jose versus Eric Young, and it was pretty much for most of the match just Jose beating the heck out of Eric Young. I got the better of him, knocked him out to ringside a couple times, set him up, actually fended off a couple members of Sanity when they tried to jump up on the ring apron, and then he hit that pop-up punch that I think he's been using for a finish, at least in the house show that I went to, he used it for a finish. But yeah, it's a kind of a pop-up into just a straight right hand. He did that, and he had the match won, but one of the members of Sanity jumped up onto the ring apron and distracted the referee, and then Young was able to hit No Way Jose from behind. And then he popped him up with the wheelbarrow neckbreaker and pinned him. A little over 6 minutes, and that was that. Sanity joined Young in the ring. Nikki Cross wanted to beat up Jose, but Sawyer Fulton didn't let her. Replays aired, and Sanity was leaving, but then Nikki Cross managed to break free, and she sprinted back down the ramp into the ring. She went up, not into the ring, actually, onto the top rope, and then she leapt off with like a great-looking Japanese-style missile dropkick. Wiped Jose out hard. Then she just smiled maniacally and rejoined Sanity back up the ramp. So, Nikki Cross's gimmick is that she just likes to hurt people, which is fine. Nikki Cross is honestly probably the best thing in Sanity right now. But again, I guess like her biting the ropes is fine because she's not doing like the weird flailing around. There's the like even a ceiling on her though with the deranged unhinged thing. But you know, it's again, I think she might be the best thing as far about this group at least right now. Samoa Joe versus Ty Dillinger was hyped in a graphic as the main event. We got the new NXT Tag Team Champions DIY hyped to be appearing for the first time since winning the titles on next week's show, which again will be back at Full Sail. Let's see, we came back. Oh, this is where we got that Asuka interview. Backstage, she was asked about just, you know, Asuka, is there like a change in your personality going on right now? And she said, no, there's no change. I just want competition. And I'm afraid there's nobody left. Yeah, she's right. I mean, Ember Moon is the one resounding obvious opponent there that's just like the elephant in the room. But they haven't been building her as a title contender. Hell, they put her in that six-woman tag that was just like bad last week. Granted, she got the win, and she's realistically, I would think realistically, the next challenger. There's nobody else believable or built up at that level who could challenge her. But they just haven't put those pieces in place where it feels like it's built, where it doesn't like they're not talking about it as a thing. They're actually making it seem like it's not at all a thing, which isn't getting people excited for it, I don't think, as much as it's like making it seem like those two pieces just don't work in the same puzzle right now, or at least those two pieces of the puzzle don't fit together right now anyway. Yeah, let's see, we came back into the arena. It was main event time. We had Samoa Joe making his entrance, new NXT champ, of course. And then backstage, Ty Dillinger was interviewed on his way to the gorilla position. He just said that challenging Joe may have been a rash decision, but he's come so close time after time after time. He just needs one big win to prove that he still belongs. And then he made his entrance, and we got the third match in the main event of the show. Dillinger, again, showed either, like, stupidity slash bravery, but mostly stupidity, because he just slapped Joe in the face. Tried to throw one chop at Joe's chest, but it didn't work. Joe just beat the hell out of him. Actually didn't quite beat the hell out of him. Joe ran into a dropkick from Dillinger and took a powder at ringside. When they came back from break, Joe pretty much took control from there. Actually, let me just pause my coverage there. During the commercial break, there was a commercial for their tour of Japan that they're doing, the upcoming tour of Japan. In addition to promoting the NXT title match, it promoted Hideo Itami's return to Japan. Now, Itami's been out ever since. Oh, who's that awful guy? Riddick Moss dropped him with this. Oh God, if you can see the video online, he like goes for a power slam, but somehow Riddick Moss figured he could do a snap power slam and land on his back. Not rotate and land on his chest on top of Itami like he would. He figured somehow he was going to do it and land on his back, so naturally he spiked Hideo Itami right on his neck. What an awful wrestler Riddick Moss is. Just awful. But anyway, they promoted Itami's return in Japan. It was not clear whether it would be an in-ring return or just an appearance. I would presume just an appearance, but who knows? Maybe he's cleared and ready to go. God, poor Hideo Itami. I bet he regrets coming to NXT. Poor guy. Anyway, we came back from that first commercial break, and Joe took control with that like sit-out double knee buster that he used to soften up Nakamura in Toronto. Kind of a cool-looking knee wear-down move. And then he just worked over Joe Nakamura's knee for a little while into a knee bar. I'm sorry, not Nakamura. Dillinger. Goodness, Dillinger. Dillinger tried to pick up momentum a couple times, but Joe just repeatedly put him down. All of his trademark stuff. The chops to the back, kick to the chest, the snap power slam, all of that. It was basically a Samoa Joe showcase. It was basically a Samoa Joe showcase squash that could have gone 4 or 5 minutes, and it went 12 and a half. So let's fast forward here. The crowd is trying to rally for Dillinger very mildly with Canada chants, but it was all Joe until like the 9 minute mark where Dillinger started to make a comeback. He hit his stomps in the corner as the crowd chanted 10. He set up for the tiebreaker, but Joe managed to slip out. A little bit of back and forth, but then Joe just put an end to all of it. He spiked Dillinger to the mat with that Uranage he does, did that power bomb into the crab, into the STF, into the crossface, and then he mounted Dillinger right from there, rolled him over with the coquina clutch choke. And Dillinger didn't tap out, to his credit. He went unconscious. The referee called for the bell because he was unconscious. And Samoa Joe got the win in about 12 and a half minutes. Tom Phillips tried to put over the kind of tenacity of Dillinger for, going out and not tapping out, but Graves just said it is what it is, one way or another. He got put to sleep and he lost, and that's a fact. Ty Dillinger is a has is just it is what it is. He is a career jobber at this point. There's no, I mean, yeah, the 10 thing is a fun little cult thing. It's a fun little opening match thing, but Ty Dillinger can never be taken seriously. Unfortunately, he's a talented guy. He's got got potential, but like he's just they seem to build him up, and then they beat him down. They seem to build him up, they beat him down. Then they don't build him up, and they beat him down, beat him down, beat him down. And then they seem like they're going to build him up, and they seem like they're going to build him up big, and then they beat him down, and beat him down, and beat him down. So it's just like, yeah, no, this guy has no chance ever. Sorry. He'll probably end up on the main roster, but he's going to be Tyler Breeze before long. And maybe not even Tyler Breeze. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, brief replay aired. Joe kind of mildly celebrated his win. A graphic once again promoted the title match for Japan on Saturday. Joe left the arena. Dillinger slowly made it back to his feet, and the loser raised his arm, and the crowd applauded him. Yay, you're a loser, but you're from our country, so we don't want you to feel sad, so we're going to clap for you. And that closed the show. Poor Ty Dillinger. yeah, like I noted, this match felt like a 4 or 5 minute squash showcase for Joe, stretched into 10 plus, and didn't particularly make for a great match. It was just there. Same can be said for the show. Honestly, it felt like a show that just, I don't know. It felt like a lame house show maybe, or just like, not even like a lame house, like just a house show though. Not even like one of the exciting NXT house shows though, like a WWE standard, Raw or SmackDown house show, but run by NXT. It was just like, the Asuka squash was what it was. I've said that too much this audio. I apologize for that, but that's kind of what sums up this show best, to be honest. But the Asuka squash, like, it's the same that we've been seeing for a year at this point, and it's fun. It's Asuka. She's fun, but it's just nothing particularly exciting. Sanity is just blah. I can't buy into Sanity at this point. Jose, honestly, I'm not as soured on Jose as I kind of was initially, but this feud with Sanity is not what he needs right now, to be building him up, to be getting him hot. And yeah, and the main event was just went too long. It didn't need to go as long as it did. And so yeah, the show just felt like a short show stretched out into a taffy machine. So yeah, not particularly great. Just very much there. Two skippable weeks in a row. But based on some of the results coming out of the tapings last night, it could be a fun string of shows coming up going forward. So Hopefully next week starts that trend. I'll be back as always next week, but the audio will, in all likelihood, be for members only. So I suggest you head on over to ProWrestling.net, click that membership link at the top, sign up for ProWrestling.net membership, because that's the only way I will be talking to you next week. For everybody I will be talking to next week, until then, take care.